Chapter 6. Fouquet at the Bastille. That same day, Fouquet got his carriage and his fastest horses and went to Paris as quickly as he could. He was trembling.
How could Aramis do such a terrible thing? He thought, horrified. I must save the king.
When Fouquet arrived at the Bastille, the guards stopped him at the gates.
I must speak to the governor, Fouquet said. Please tell him that Monsieur Fouquet wants to speak to him urgently.
The guard left and soon came back with the governor. The governor took Fouquet to his apartment and they sat down.
What's wrong? Why do you want to speak to me?
The governor asked, very worried.
How could you be the bishop's accomplice in such a horrible crime? Asked Fouquet.
Which crime, monsieur?
The governor asked.
You know which crime,
Fouquet said angrily.
Take me to the prisoner.
To which prisoner?
Asked the governor. He was trembling.
To Marchiali?
Who is Marchiali?
Asked Fouquet, surprised.
The bishop took the prisoner, Marchiali, from the prison the day before yesterday,
explained the governor.
He brought him back to the prison early this morning. The prisoner shouts constantly and hits the wall. He shouts, I am the King of France. He's insane.
Then you'll be happy to hear that I've come to get the prisoner, said Fouquet. Now take me to him.
You know that nobody can see a prisoner without an order from the king, said the governor. If you give me the order from the king, I'll free him.
I promise you that if you permit me to see the prisoner, I will give you an order from the king immediately, said Fouquet impatiently. But if you don't take me to the prisoner now, I'll bring 10,000 soldiers, arrest you and your guards, and destroy this prison.
The governor was frightened, and he took Fouquet to the prisoner's cell. When they got to the stairs near the cell, they could hear the prisoner hitting the walls and shouting,
Help! Help! I am the king! The traitor Fouquet brought me here! Death to Fouquet!
That's the king's voice, Fouquet thought. He was trembling.
Fouquet stopped the governor at the foot of the stairs.
Don't come any nearer, he ordered. Go back to the prison yard. No one must hear what is going to happen here.
He grabbed a key from the governor's hand, opened the door, and went into the cell. Louis looked at Fouquet in horror.
Have you come to kill me, Fouquet? He shouted.
The king was dirty, and his clothes were torn. Broken dishes and furniture covered the floor of the cell.
Your Majesty, I'm your friend. I've come here to free you, Fouquet answered. Please let me explain.
Fouquet told the king about Aramis's plot.
I don't believe you, shouted the king. There isn't a twin brother. It's impossible. This is all part of the bishop and the governor's plot against me.
The governor isn't part of the plot. Only Aramis is, Fouquet replied.
Get all the soldiers in Paris, the king ordered. They will come with me to Vaux. I'm going to kill Aramis and Porthos. I'm going to kill my twin brother too, if this story is true.
If you decide to kill Philippe, I can't stop you, said Fouquet. But please don't kill Aramis and Porthos. They didn't kill you when you were their prisoner, and also they are my friends. They aren't at Vaux now. I sent them to my island, Belle Isle. They won't harm you any more.
I'll send soldiers to Belle Isle to kill them, said the king. I'll do what I want. I am the king. Now let's go to the Louvre Palace. I need to wash and change my clothes, and then we will go to Vaux. I want to see this twin brother of mine.